Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 5, The Yoga of the Spirit's Freedom and Greatness, pages 78 and 79. Here even the highest rapture time can give is a mimicry of ungrasped beatitudes, a mutilated statue of ecstasy, a wounded happiness that cannot live, a brief felicity of mind or sense, thrown by the world power to her body slave, or a simulacrum of enforced delight in the seraglios of ignorance. For all we have acquired soon loses worth, an old disvalued credit in time's bank, imperfection's check drawn on the inconscient. An inconsequence dogs every effort made, and chaos waits on every cosmos formed. In each success a seed of failure lurks. He saw the doubtfulness of all things here, the incertitude of man's proud, confident thought, the transience of the achievements of his force. A thinking being in an unthinking world, an island in the sea of the unknown, he is a smallness trying to be great, an animal with some instincts of a god, his life a story too common to be told, his deeds a number summing up to naught, his consciousness a torch lit to be quenched, his hope a star above a cradle and grave. And yet a greater destiny may be his, for the eternal spirit is his truth. He can recreate himself and all around and fashion new the world in which he lives. He, ignorant, is the knower beyond time. He is the self above nature, above fate. His soul retired from all that he had done. Hushed was the futile din of human toil. Forsaken wheeled the circle of the days. In distance sank the crowded tramp of life. The silence was his sole companion left. Impassive, he lived immune from earthly hopes, a figure in the ineffable witness's shrine, pacing the vast cathedral of his thoughts, under its arches dim with infinity, and heavenward brooding of invisible wings. A call was on him from intangible heights. Indifferent to the little outpost mind, he dwelt in the wideness of the eternal's reign. His being now exceeded thinkable space. His boundless thought was neighbor to cosmic sight. A universal light was in his eyes. A golden influx flowed through heart and brain. A force came down into his mortal limbs, a current from eternal seas of bliss. He felt the invasion and the nameless joy. Aware of his occult omnipotent source, allured by the omniscient ecstasy, a living center of the illimitable, widened to equate with the world's circumference, he turned to his immense spiritual fate. Abandoned on a canvas of torn air, a picture lost in far and fading streaks, the earth nature's summits sank below his feet. He climbed to meet the infinite more above. The immobile's ocean silence saw him pass, an arrow leaping through eternity, suddenly shot from the tense bow of time, a ray returning to its parent sun. Opponent of that glory of escape, the black inconscient swung its dragon tail, lashing a slumbrous infinite by its force into the deep obscurities of form. Death lay beneath him like a gate of sleep. One pointed to the immaculate delight, questing for God as for a splendid prey, he mounted burning like a cone of fire.